What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. T-E-R-O.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour for Thursday. Two words, blowout earnings. That's what had investors in a giddy mood today as Wall Street bounced back from yesterday. The Dow closed 238 points higher with Visa as the best performing stock in the index. The S&P 500 added more than 1% as tech rose, and meanwhile, the NASDAQ gained 1.6%. Facebook shares surged by more than 9% after the company posted better than expected earnings and revenue for the first quarter. The company's number of daily active users pointed to steady engagement in the platform despite backlash from the Cambridge Analytica debacle. Advanced Micro Devices also posted earnings that topped expectations, sending its stock up by 13%. And then hang on for this one, Chipotle. Once the poster child for bad luck, Chipotle soared by more than 24% on a stronger-than-expected profit-boosted same-store sales that easily topped expectations. Stocks also got a boost as interest rates slipped from multi-year highs. The benchmark 10-year T-note fell from a more than 4-year high to below 3% after the European Central Bank kept interest rates unchanged and reaffirmed its stimulative monetary policy stance. In economic news, the U.S. durable goods orders rose by 2.6% in March. That was far more than the expected 1.6% gain. Meanwhile, weekly jobless claims totaled 209,000 last week, far below a forecast of 230,000. Yeah, it was a good day. It was one of those. Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly one full percentage point to end the day at 24,322. NASDAQ up by 1.6%, ended at 71.18. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 up by a little more than 1%, ended the day at 26.16. And yeah, Google, 1.8% climb by a share of their stock for $1,040.04 today. That's what happened on Wall Street and why. Thanks so much for listening to the Business News Hour.